Thank you very much, Rabbi Kaplan, for that introduction, and thank you all for inviting me to participate today. Bon après midi, distingués invités, l'ambassadeur, ladies and gentlemen. Au nom du nouveau gouvernement du Canada, j'ai l'honneur d'allumer le menorah pour marquer la célébration d'Anouka. On behalf of Canada's new government, I will be honored to light the menorah to mark the celebration of Hanukkah. As we prepare in the age-old tradition to light the Hanukkah menorah here in our nation's capital, I am joined here by Jewish Canadians and, of course, joined by Jewish Canadians from across our country, lighting their menorahs in their own home, surrounded by their family and their loved ones. Hanukkah is a time to recognize, as has been said already, the victory of light symbolized by the candles over the darkness of forced assimilation. Hanukkah is the triumph of freedom of religion, a fundamental freedom cherished today by all Canadians. And most importantly, Hanukkah is a celebration of the victory of freedom over tyranny. The Jewish people have had to overcome many challenges throughout their history and still often do. They've done so by finding strength in their faith and culture, and Canada has benefited greatly from your tremendous contributions to our country. We also value and appreciate the contributions of Chabad Lubavitch. Sorry, I always stumble on that one. Chabad Lubavitch. For over 250 years, Chabad has been helping to bring the Hanukkah light of the world through their outreach efforts and good works. It is my distinct pleasure to participate in this ceremony for my first time as Prime Minister of Canada in this great tradition. I don't know if I attribute it all to your blessings of last year, Rabbi, but it's my first time as Prime Minister. Nous devrions tous nous efforcer, chacun à notre façon, d'ajouter un peu de lumière et de liberté dans notre monde. As we celebrate Hanukkah, we should each endeavor in our own small way to add a little more light and freedom to the world. Let me just add my thoughts as well at this time and urge all of you to add your thoughts and prayers as well to the brave men and women who wear the uniform of the Canadian Forces, who are fighting for our freedom throughout this world. May God keep our own land glorious and free. Thank you. Merci beaucoup. Hag Hanukkah Sameach.